Hey everyone, in this video, we're going to talk about the responsibility of being a great content creator. Stay tuned. Hey Changemakers, what's going on everyone? Hope you are all having an amazing day out there, and thought I would continue this quote-unquote vlog slash doing these solo episodes in video format. And so people could get a chance to tune in on the video on YouTube, as well as listen to this on their phones, on whatever platform they're on. And I wanted to tackle this topic this week because I don't know if you've heard, but in Toronto, we recently had this crazy tragedy where a guy got in the van and drove over like 10 plus people, and all bunch of people are injured. And this comes as a pretty shocking thing, not just because we're Canadians, or not just because Canada keeps itself out of the news in a very good way, but because, you know, there's people out there that are literally causing harm for no reason. They're taking lives, and you know, our deepest condolences go out to those families. And at the same time that this was happening this week, my business partner Jason Connell and I are hosting a Start Your Speaking Business Challenge. Now, some of you might be in that challenge. Some of you might have heard about that challenge. If you're not in that challenge, I mean, you are missing out, because people in that group are crazy. It's amazing, right? Because it's all around helping people build their speaking business. But one of the questions, one of the challenges that we posed to people was, hey, well, what are you speaking on? And what's the lifestyle that you want to, you know, why? Essentially, why and like, where are you going, right? And you should see the responses. The responses are crazy. People that want to not just be able to create an amazing business out of it, but wanting to impact people within their communities, wanting to be a leader for these people, wanting to be a great role model for men, for women, for whoever they're trying to reach out to. Some people are trying to create some form of legacy through their speaking and through impacting others. And it's just amazingly humbling. And the reason I tell you this is because it's literally happening in real time this week, when we heard the news, and then I'm seeing the contrast of all these other people on the other side that are building up their businesses. It makes me think, and it makes me notice that, you know, you can't control, there's certain things in the world you can't control, right? You can't control the weather, you can't control, you know, politics to, you know, certain degrees, you can't control how well or bad the economy is going to do, or you can't control certain factors. But I think as leaders, and as content creators, as a lot of you that maybe have your own podcast, or, you know, have your own YouTube show, or, you know, maybe you're just do Insta stories or whatever, you're creating content and you have some level of an audience, even if it's like one person or five people. Like, I think that we have a responsibility to that audience. And it doesn't matter about the big numbers. It doesn't matter about all the vanity metrics. What matters is that, are you creating content that's one, true to you, right? One, true to you. And then two, is it making that difference for that person? You know what I mean? Is it being able to serve them at a higher level? Is it getting them to think about their business in a different way? Getting them to think about their lives in a different way? Being able to give them different perspective on the trials and tribulations that they're going through? Because, you know, this journey that we're all on, this journey of wanting to leave some sort of a legacy behind you, maybe it's through a book, maybe it's through speaking, maybe it's through, like, you know, we all have different things, right? But this journey that we're all on, it's a heartbreaking one. You know, it's an amazing one, but it's heartbreaking at the same time. You hear news about, you know, people getting run over. And, you know, we hear, you know, it doesn't take long. If you literally turn on the news for 5 minutes, you'll hear about three, you know, crazy wars or atrocities that have happened in this, you know, today, right? This afternoon. And I think, you know, to some degree, we can't control all those different factors that go into that. But what we can control is how we decide to react to things. Right? We can control our attitude in life when life gives us you know, maybe not, you know, give us the perfect hand that we want to be dealt with. We can control the content and the message that we push out to the world. And I talked a little bit about this on my Instagram stories, and there was a lot of people that resonated with it. So I thought it'd be, you know, I thought it would make sense to bring it up again. Because I think as leaders, as change makers, as content creators, as someone who's interested in creating some level of legacy for, you know, for yourself, for those around you, for your community, it is your responsibility to push something that's more positive in the world, that's more, that enlightens, that entertains, that puts your community at ease and remind them of the joy and the positivity of life rather than some of the negative. And it's not to devalue any of the events, any of the things that happen on a day-to-day basis. It's not to not acknowledge the negativity of life or what anyone has been through. It's not about that. It's about choosing positivity versus viewing the world in a more negative light. It's choosing the content that you're going to be creating and pouring your time, energy, your heart and soul into. It's choosing what you want to be remembered for. You know, I think about this and it's kind of crazy, right? To think about every podcast, every episode, everything, every live, whatever. Like, what if that was the last thing that you ever created? You know, what if this is like the last video ever, you know, tomorrow it's all gone and everyone, you know, just explodes and it, like the whole thing is just gone. Right. And like, I know it's really dramatic, but think about it like that. Is the content you're creating today, is it like, are you happy with that being your last piece of content? You know, I know it's dramatic, but I literally don't even say, I say no to more interviews than I say yes to. And the reason I say yes to them is because I think it's going to be a great interview. I think we're going to have great energy. I think it's going to be a great piece of content. But I also think like if it ends with that one somehow, some way, I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay. Every single person that's ever been on the podcast, I've kind of more or less said that. You know, I've not published episodes because I didn't want, you know, my brand or I didn't want that association with whatever that episode was. But, you know, just some food for thought. You know, this is not necessarily as tactical. It's not necessarily as, you know, as much of a how-to, but it's more of, are you creating the content that you're happy with? Are you pushing out messages that is building up not just your personal brand or your business, but that you're going to be your family 10 years, 50 years down the line, that they're going to be able to look back and say, oh my God, you know, my grandmother, my grandfather, they were able to see beyond the current reality of things. They were able to see beyond the state of the union and have a little more influence, have a little more vision, right, than the normal person, you know? And, you know, maybe it's just my two cents, but I think if you're listening to this podcast, I think if you're attracted to the, you know, this video, or you somehow found this or someone shared this with you, I think it is your responsibility. Your path is going to be a little harder because it's not like anyone else, you know? And you should be proud of that because you don't want to, first of all, you don't want to ever be like majority of people, right? I think there's that quote of, from Mark Twain. If you ever find yourself on the side of the majority, you know, that's the time to start questioning your belief systems, right? And your values. I think people that ultimately end up changing the world or leaving a legacy and standing for something, those are the ones that stood for what they believed in. You know, those are the ones that found a way to push a positive message, even if the world is negative, even if the world wants to complain and look at all the things that we haven't done. You know, I think we live in an insanely abundant time. I think it's the best time to be alive. I think it's the best time to create content. I think you being attracted to this and listening to this, you have a responsibility of creating great content, of sharing your message, sharing your story. And you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching. You never know who you're going to ultimately make an impact for. And so I'll leave this at that. I just think we all have a responsibility as leaders, as change makers, to be able to go out to create our own movement with our message, with our stories, and I hope you're able to do so. So I hope you remember that being a change maker is not about aiming to change the world. it's really about changing yourself so that you can impact those closest to you. I can't wait to, you know, share a little more insights, with you along the journey. If you are not a part of our Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs group, I highly encourage you to jump into that group. All you got to do is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/tribe to jump into that, to apply to that. It's where I do kind of more private kind of lives and Q&As. And wherever you are listening to this, if this is resonating with you, would love to hear some comments, would love to hear some thoughts. And wherever you are listening to this, if you could leave us a rating review, that would be amazing as well. It does mean the world to us. So I appreciate you. Can't wait to see you on the next episode. All right. Bye.
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.